From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
VOI listener, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo invites G20 leaders to protect Earth. Indonesia makes first export shipment to United Arab Emirates under the Indonesia-Arab Emirates Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement. Deathfall in Morocco earthquake crosses 1,000 as rescuers dig for survivors. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo invited leaders of G20 countries to take real actions to protect Earth. He conveyed it at the first session meeting of the G20 summit in India that carries the theme One Earth in New Delhi, India on Saturday. The Indonesian head of state highlighted that his country had taken several real actions to protect Earth, including by making efforts to reduce deforestation as well as conducting mangrove restoration. In the presence of leaders of G20 countries, President Joko Widodo also invited all parties to be responsible and committed to preserving Earth. G20 stands for the group of 20 that comprises 20 global economic powers, represent 85% of the world's gross domestic product, 75% of the overall global trade, and 2/3 of the Earth's total population. Indonesia has made its first export shipment to the United Arab Emirates under the Indonesia-United Arab Emirates Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement. The first shipment comprised gold jewelry targeting 3 buyers in Dubai. The jewelry, which was valued at $6.98 million, arrived in Dubai on Friday. The implementation of the agreement, which came into force on September 1, 2023, will provide benefits to Indonesia since the United Arab Emirates has eliminated and reduced import duty rates. The Indonesia-United Arab Emirates Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement is the first bilateral economic agreement between Indonesia and a member country of the Gulf Cooperation Council. Negotiations on the agreement were completed quickly in around 9 months. It is expected to boost the total trade value of both countries to more than $10 billion within 3 years. Buildings for 4 coordinating ministries in Indonesia's new capital city, Nusantara, will gradually become usable in August 2024. According to the Indonesian Public Works and Public Housing Ministries, Cipta Karya Director General Diana Kusumastuti on Saturday, the ministry is developing the buildings by applying the green and smart principles. It means the buildings are constructed while taking into account the importance of environmental sustainability, namely by ensuring the efficient use of energy and water, utilizing eco-friendly materials, and adopting an effective waste management system. Meanwhile, the principle of smart building is being applied to ensure that the buildings will be fully connected with reliable internet networks and equipped with a smart locking system. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. A powerful earthquake in Morocco has killed more than 1,000 people and injured hundreds more, the country's deadliest in more than six decades, toppling houses in remote mountain villages where rescuers dug through rubble for survivors. The quake, at a magnitude of 6.8 with an epicenter some 72 kilometers southwest of Marrakech, struck Morocco's High Atlas mountain slate on Friday night, September the 9th. It damaged historic buildings in Marrakech, the nearest city to the epicenter, while the most badly affected areas were the mountains nearby. The Interior Ministry said 1,037 people had been killed and another 672 injured by the quake. Tremors were felt as far away as Huelva and Ejean in Andalusia, in southern Spain, Spanish television reported. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida has explained the release of treated water from Fukushima nuclear plant to the sea to the G20 leaders who gathered in New Delhi for a two-day summit on Saturday. An official with Japan's foreign ministry said on Saturday, Japan started releasing treated radioactive water from the wrecked Fukushima nuclear power plant into the Pacific Ocean last month and faced harsh criticism from China, which immediately banned all seafood imports from Japan. Japan says the water release is safe, noting that the International Atomic Energy Agency has also concluded that the impact it would have on people and the environment was negligible. At a G20 session on Saturday, Fumio Kishida addressed leaders of the Group of 20 on issues ranging from the global economy to food security and the water release. This week, Japan has brought China's decision to ban Japanese seafood imports to the World Trade Organization, also promising to explain the safety of the released water at diplomatic forums. Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman on Saturday announced the signing of a memorandum of understanding between India, the Middle East, and Europe for the construction of a new economic corridor, the Kingdom's state TV reported. The corridor will include pipelines for electricity and hydrogen. Addressing the G20 summit in New Delhi, the Crown Prince said the project seeks to achieve the common interests of the countries by strengthening economic interdependence, and he said it will contribute to developing and rehabilitating the infrastructure that includes railways and ports and will help increase the exchange of goods and services. Last item, U.S. President Joe Biden visits Vietnam's capital city, Hanoi, on Sunday, where the two countries are expected to declare themselves strategic partners. The United States apparently seeks to push supply chains from China and tries to counter Beijing's military and diplomatic influence in Asia. President Biden arrived at the presidential palace Sunday afternoon for a formal welcome from Communist Party General Secretary Nguyen Phu Trong, Vietnam's most powerful leader. They headed to the party headquarters to have a meeting and then give public remarks. The visit comes as trade and investment ties between the two nations are growing and a long simmering territorial dispute between Vietnam and China heats up in the South China Sea. Vietnam has named four other countries comprehensive strategic partners. The designation expected for the United States, China, Russia, India, and South Korea. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This week's spotlight is on the 43rd ASEAN Summit, concluded with optimism in facing world challenges. The 43rd Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN Summit, was officially closed on Thursday, September the 7th. President Joko Widodo said he received positive signals and optimism from all state leaders and delegation present in Jakarta. In the closing ceremony, the Indonesian president conveyed that after 3 days and undergoing 12 meetings, the summit has produced 90 outcomes and a number of concrete agreements with partner countries. According to him, this further strengthens hopes for creating a peaceful, stable, and prosperous region. Meanwhile, in a press statement delivered after the closing ceremony of the 43rd ASEAN Summit, President Joko Widodo said that currently the world needs an anchor that functions as a mediator in the current global situation. He ensured that to this day, ASEAN is still on the right track to carry out that function. He also emphasized the importance of ASEAN not being drawn into existing conflicts. The president explained during Indonesia's chair in ASEAN in 2023, Indonesia had made every effort to continue to maintain peace, stability, and prosperity in the region. He also reminded leaders not to create new conflicts that would be even more detrimental. In addition to producing 90 outcomes, the 43rd ASEAN Summit in the plenary session has also succeeded in adopting 11 documents consisting of one document related to ASEAN Concord 4, one document related to the ASEAN Matters theme, which includes documents on protecting human rights, and the 9 documents related to the epicentrum of growth. The ASEAN Summit also resulted in commitments for 93 projects with $38.2 billion and 73 potential projects worth $17.8 billion. All of this is the result of holding the ASEAN Indo-Pacific Forum, which is the flagship event of the summit. After the closing ceremony, President Joko Widodo has also handed over the chairmanship of ASEAN to Laos, the country which will continue ASEAN chair in 2024. That was this week's Spotlight.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's 5 super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voanews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
I'll start today in history with September the 10th, 1945, the Indonesian Maritime People's Security Agency established. In its session on August the 22nd, 1945, the Preparatory Committee for Indonesian Independence formed a body which function was to maintain security. The agency is called the People's Security Agency. On September the 10th, 1945, the Maritime People's Security Agency was formed. The leader of the Central Maritime People Security Agency is Mas Pardi, one of its founders, whose position received approval from the Central Indonesian National Committee. The birth of the Maritime People Security Agency is considered a milestone for the Indonesian Navy. Since then, every September the 10th is celebrated in Indonesia as the anniversary of the Indonesian Navy. Turning to September the 10th, 1974, the independence of Guinea-Bissau. The Republic of Guinea-Bissau is a small country in West Africa. Guinea-Bissau's independence was declared on September the 24th, 1973 and recognized on September the 10th, 1974. Previously, the Portuguese settled on the coast and rivers in the 16th century, but only explored land in the 19th century. Guinea-Bissau's first president was Luis Cabral. I'll end today in history with September the 10th, 2003, World Suicide Prevention Day first observed. World Suicide Prevention Day is an awareness day celebrated on September the 10th every year to provide worldwide commitment and action to prevent suicide. This commemoration began with activities throughout the world since 2003. The commemoration of World Suicide Prevention Day was led by the International Association for Suicide Prevention with support from the World Health Organization, WHO, and now more than 60 countries celebrate World Suicide Prevention Day. The theme for 2021-2023 is Creating Hope Through Action. That was today in history.
VOI listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answer their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply an email from Malik Allah Bachaya Kohar in Pakistan. Hello, Mr. Kohar. How are you? I'm really sorry for your inconvenience. It is because of so many emails and letters from our regular listeners. But I promise to send you our QSL card. Please be patient. Hopefully, you will keep listening to our broadcast and send your reception report. I look forward to your criticism and suggestion. Well, as an appreciation, Mr. Malik Allah Bachaya Kohar, here is a beautiful song special for you.
Ain't nothing to lose, just like I told you. Play by my rules, not to follow the lies. You got me torn in two, I can't hide it to you. I gotta say what's true. Say what's down for you.
Ain't nothing but a heartbreak. this go your way. Know how to keep it silent. Confide only in your space.
Don't need to hide it. Can't find any other way.
We're in the story.
Let's keep it
low-key.
You know we gotta keep it.
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 Hush.
You're still tuning into the English program from Voice of Indonesia on the frequency 3325 and 475 kHz, also through website voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on the Association of Southeast Asian Nations or ASEAN Plus Youth Summit 2023. Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sports Dito Aryo Tejo, representing President Joko Widodo, opened the 2023 ASEAN Plus Youth Summit at the Jakarta Concert Hall, iNews Tower, Jakarta, Thursday. The ASEAN Youth Forum was held in conjunction with the Association of Southeast Asian Nations 43rd Summit in Jakarta. The opening was carried out by lighting the torch virtually by Minister of Youth and Sports Dito Aryo Tejo, together with the Chair of Indonesia Youth Diplomacy, Michael Victor Sianipar, Co-Chair of the ASEAN Youth Agenda 2023, Rorian Pratyaksa, and other representatives. Minister Dito Aryo Tejo, in his welcoming speech, said that skills improvement programs, skills retraining, and new skills training for young people are the current focus point. Apart from that, Indonesia's commitment is not only skills for young people, but also for regional development, which must be a collective action. The minister is optimistic that ASEAN countries will be able to surpass the success of the United States and China if they design big ideas and network between countries, which are realized in the future. According to him, the future is something that must be created, not to be predicted. However, he's very optimistic that in the next 5 to 10 years, 11 ASEAN countries will be able to surpass the success of the United States and China superpowers. He hopes that through this forum, Indonesian youth will be able to establish networks that will be very useful in the future. He is confident that those attending will be young leaders from 11 ASEAN countries, and this will be a social investment for the future. Meanwhile, co-chairs of the ASEAN Youth Agenda 2023, Rorian Prayaksa, said that the ASEAN Youth Agenda was encouraging youth participation and advancing initiatives in the ASEAN Youth Agenda 2023. He expressed ideas and enthusiasm and invited youth to take an active role, promote and take part in a series of events in the ASEAN Youth Agenda 2023. He also invited all young people to take the initiative and contribute to overcoming global challenges in various fields. That was My Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now I would like to reply to an email from Oliver Fuller in Germany. He was listening to our broadcast in German programs through frequency 3325 kHz at 6 to 7 p.m. UTC with SINPO 35333. Hello, Mr. Oliver Fuller. Thank you for your reception report. Your email has been forwarded to the German section. Please be patient for the reply from my friend. As appreciation, we'll play a beautiful song special for you, so enjoy the song.
Apa aku boleh marah? Apa ini sengaja? Tak bicara depan muka, kau hilang tanpa bahasa. Sempat kau kirim rasa bahagia, majalah telefon yang berjasa. Namun apa akhirnya hilang tanpa bahasa? Tak ada kisah kau beri, tak ucap.
hari we on the phone. Kau terlalu baik, you better move on. You know I cannot love you back. You can call me brain sack. Sorry to you, I'm leaving you. Anggap aku jahat, tak perlu kau ingat. Kau masih dapatkan yang jauh lebih hebat. Oh baby, yeah, I ain't mad at you. Aku belum siap, kau terlalu pakai hati.
Aku terlalu pakai hati. Aku terlalu anggap kau lebih. Tapi jauh dalam luka hati. Apa aku boleh marah? Apa ini sengaja? Tak bicara lupa muka. Kau hilang tanpa bahasa. Sempat kau kirim rasa bahagia. Macam love delivery yang berjasa. Namun apa akhirnya? Hilang tanpa bahasa.
Aku bilang no fuck with me. Tak perlu datang sila kau pergi. Bitch I'm not care about you anymore. Kau tak perlu tahu lagi tentangku.
Aku terlalu pakai hati. Aku terlalu anggap kau lebih. Kantin jauh dalam luka hati. Apa aku boleh marah? Apa ini sengaja? Tak bicara depan muka. Kau hilang tanpa bahasa. Sampai kau kirim rasa bahagia. Macam love delivery yang berjasa. Namun apa akhirnya?
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Thank you for still joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia on the frequencies 3325 and 4750 kHz, website voanews.id, and RRI Playo mobile app that you can download on your smartphone by typing RRI Playo. Listener, for the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Indonesian Wonder today is on Limpiang Pinyaram, a culinary delight from Solok, West Sumatra. West Sumatra province has a variety of delicious traditional food, one of which is Limpiang Pinyaram from Solok. The name is taken from the Minangkabau language. The word Pinyaram is rooted from the word Manyiram, which means to sprinkle or pour liquid, which refers to the process of making the cakes. There are also those who say that Pinyaram comes from the combination of giving and friendly in the Minangkabau language, which means a snack served when entertaining guests or socializing. This cake is made from sugar, flour, and coconut milk, which is cooked by frying. Usually, you can find this cake at weddings, religious events, or during Eid or Idul Fitri festival. This food is not only popular with local people, but it's also very suitable to be taken as souvenir. Limpiang Pinyaram has two color variants, namely white and black. The white color is made from white glutinous rice, and the black color is made from the black one. Meanwhile, to get flavor variations, you can add banana, durian, and so on. This cake is round and flat with a diameter of around 10 centimeters. The characteristic is white on the top, which is shaped like a head, and brown on the bottom, which has a circle shape. In the middle, this cake has a thick layer of sugar, giving it a sweet and savory taste that makes this food very popular. Thank you. basic ingredients used to make limpiang pinyaram are glutinous rice flour, which has been finely ground, added with coconut milk and mixed with other ingredients such as granulated sugar or palm sugar, pandan leaves, stirred until smooth, then fried until brown. The taste is quite sweet, obtained from a mixture of granulated sugar or palm sugar in the dough, while the savory taste is produced from a thick mixture of coconut milk. It is usually enjoyed while it is still hot with coffee or tea. Now, to enjoy limpiang pinyaram, you don't have to wait for a traditional ceremony or celebration because this cake can be enjoyed as a daily snack. Even getting it is not difficult because it can be found in traditional markets in the Minang realm such as Padang Pariaman, Padang Panjang, Bukit Tinggi, and its surroundings. That was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Before we end our segment Listener's Mailbag, I announce that Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is extended until September 25th, 2023. And this year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is in the form of an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations, namely Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay with a length of 700 to 800 words, font Arial 12. Then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz, as you say, to the Google form that is provided on the website voinews.id. Let's participate in the quiz. Who knows, you become one of the winners of Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023.
Yeah.
You just listened to the third song presented by Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we'll present to you Miscellany.
Miscellany today is on Indonesian Muslim clothing brand penetrates Malaysia. Indonesian local brand Button Scarves is strengthening its position in the global market by exploring the world of fashion and lifestyle in other countries such as in Malaysia. Button Scarves CEO Linda Anggrea said her brand was the first from Indonesia chosen to showcase the Ethereal Escapades collection through a single fashion show at the Asia Fashion Exchange Kuala Lumpur Fashion Week. After campaigning by building the giant installation Hold Me Back in Times Square, New York, and participating in New York Fashion Week in the United States last February, Button Scarves was present in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, and took part in the fashion show. According to Linda Anggrea, the fashion show in Malaysia has just started in 2023 and become an opportunity to foster understanding, appreciation, and collaboration between various cultures through fashion. She said the collection in the fashion show featured designs that combined the lifestyle brand iconic monogram with a modern style. Another activity that was carried out in Malaysia was the action of wrapping premium cars with iconic monogram motifs. These activities is taking place from August the 21st to September the 21st. Besides that, there was also an action to build the giant installation of Aluna Flap Bag, which is the 3 meters long, 6 meters wide, and 4.26 meters high, carried out as part of the Button Scarves campaign. They also won the Malaysian Books of Record for the largest flap bag replica. That was Miscellany.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kita tak lagi sama. kita tak lagi sama. Kita berbeda arah, kembali menjadi dua orang asing seperti sedia kala. Saling melupakan, akan ada yang datang dan pergi. Ada satu atau dua membawa bahagia, lalu kita tinggal cerita.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOA listener, today's Music Corner presents a song by Ashira Zamita. Ashira Zamita is an Indonesian singer and actress. Ashira, whose full name is Ashira Zamita Tair, was born in Jakarta on May 27, 2002. She began her career as a singer in September 2018 with the song Ku Cinta Nanti. Some of the songs she has released include Say I Love You, Far Away, Rest of My Life, and others. She released another new song in August 2023 entitled Kecelakaan Hati. This song becomes the original soundtrack of a new series that had previously been a hit in early 2000s entitled Pernikahan Dini, which this time is produced and packaged in a more modern way. The song was written by Ashira Zamita in 2019. The song tells the story of someone who likes her best friend and feels comfort with him. She gives the title Kecelakaan Hati, which in English means heart accident, because according to her, some people often fall in love accidentally and it is called a heart accident. Well, listener, here is the song Kecelakaan Hati by Ashira Zamita. Happy listening!
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you so much for listening to our English program from Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 and 4750 kHz, website voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. For suggestion and criticism, you can send to our email voi@voinews.id or send a message to Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter @voiindonesia, and Instagram @voi_official. I'm Rahma, sending out. Bye for now.